On your whistle-stop tour of the highlands and islands, our whispers are said to be heard by native ears. Oh, yeah, che reinit. Oh, God, what have they done? One. The Baravis Moor on Lewis is empty. Lewis, farindarukuch mahenir. Lewis, where my grandpa was born. I have nothing new to say, and yet perhaps I echo the emptiness they pronounce as they roll in brazen on bulldozer as if it is a tank. Nothing to see here, no sign of life. The shaft of ephemeral light hits the same spot on Donald John's rowing boat at the same time of day each day this season as we continue to live in the shape of our shadows lapping against low tides. Two. Uishtatua, Farindarukuch Mohin Shenavir, North Uist, where my great-grandmother was born. My grandpa sits atop a rock on the Crocara at number 10 Ba'achasha, highest hill point above the croft. I am small enough then to still be sat atop his knee. His walking stick props up the rock next door to our stone throne, its head gracefully carved by Duncan Matheson of Kintail into the face of a bird, whose wife force-feeds me biscuits and strokes my cheeks. Duncan Matheson's wife does, not the graceful bird walking stick. Twice a year when visiting on our way home to Croft from city, Duncan Matheson being distant cousin on my grandpa's father's side, this delicate web of slinyog they trace through every cayley as we sit in their tiny dwelling, set into mountain face of a cleared valley of broken and uninhabited homes, and listen to the last of our tradition-bearers' spitball stories that mix with tinkling laughter, peat and cigarette smoke, and reverberate round the room. We drive away. A sad echo follows us through the glen. Now, back on the Crocara, we survey our kingdom, Mohenir and I, the sea on three sides. Nothing between here and Canada, a hinead jirach ocean. I imagine I am falling off the edge of the world right into its centre. Gusts of wind blow my hair across my face. Grandpa hums the Addams Family theme tune. We giggle. He squeezes me tighter against the breeze, points shawl erin sulara. Dreamily we watch gannets dive for fish that way they do. High up at our hilltop eye level they circle. We watch and wait and then a sudden plunge, turning like a whisk as they plummet down into quiet splash. We yelp in delight spotting squirming fat fish in its beak. I ask, small chin tilting up to his, how can they see under the water from all the way up here? Survival, he replies, with a slight shake of his head. Three. I have never seen anything more unpropitious, said Sir Walter Scott of the Harris skyline from his boat. Bjarnarina Herich, Coasahanic Mahinavir, Burnery Harris, where my granny came from. They made maps with no place names, numbers instead, to demolish our townships, already poor in soil now drifting nameless through their cache. In this desolate land, eyes flash cash, hand grips stick, miss what sits in front of them. Hold on to your breeches, boys, and away we go. Screech into hearth, holding hearts encased in stone, bleed out into rich purple heather, staining it brown. Sinead, come on, time to move on. I flinch, gut choke on my own knowing, freeze in disappearing, shout or run, shout or run, shout or run, I swallow. Hundreds of years stick fast in a throat taught to sever our speaking, to dance carefully round drunken hopelessness, all in the past. Sit quiet, feel the weight on my chest, moors burn, flames lick hot on our backs, and you do not exist. Caher, 4. Oh, yeah. Ar nahar aha ir nev. Oh, God, our Father who art in heaven. Ketchev, Sutherland. Where great-grandfather, the minister and great-grandmother, the healer, are buried, far from home, dead amongst the ghosts of 7,000 never to return. Run over our bones until they turn to dust and you can say, see, it's empty here. Hear the psalms swell, we call and we respond, wrapped in shrouds of bitter judgment, pray our resistance away, arrive starving from Bara, shock the city draped in the famine they made. Coic, 5. Ko Asahau, where are you from? Literal translation, who are you from? The land springs forth the people, not the other way round. So remote, how wild, so rugged, how free. Freedom is in the eye of the beholder when they proclaim the people of a place are pretend. Shia, 6. My mami, Movahir, texts me yesterday. 6 eagles circling over Bach Asha this morning with a golden moon going down in the shell pink western sky. Eagle emoji, eagle emoji, shell emoji. Love heart. A girl, Akamorst, I love you. Literal translation, I have love at me, on you, sits between us as eternal offering. All the men in my story are dead now. Land was never meant to be a possession. And I have nothing new to say. Nothing I could translate into this tongue, anyway.